Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back, set from the way, 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 way back machine. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, our 21st anniversary of the founding of that show back in 97, November of 97. That first year, we were in business. Gary Moore joined us as an original founding member, and we've been benefiting from his wisdom ever since. He's one of our top financial experts in the Brain Trust. He's a reformed, recovering Wall Streeter and the author of Faithful Finances 101. His new book is called Look Up America. I highly encourage you to find that book and benefit from it. It's a Wall Street veteran. It tells you about some how the politics, combining politics and finance. Hey, Wally, Gary, we're talking about the the deficit and the there was a time when you and I first talked about the back in say 2005 when we first really started talking seriously about the deficit, about the debt, $5 trillion. The U.S. economy was double that. It was about $10 trillion. Mm-hmm. And so we had that 2-to-1 ratio, which if you remember, in those days Steve Forbes said was a pretty good ratio. He said he didn't see anything wrong with that. He thought that was okay. You were worried about it. Steve Forbes, who by the way is going to be on the show tomorrow, folks, he was saying don't worry about it. And he said, you know, think about the national assets that we have. We have way more than $5 trillion in national assets, so the debt to equity ratio is not that bad. But I'm going to ask him tomorrow if he still feels that way.
Well, let me put it in perspective. All the way back in the early 90s, I told people the debt wasn't a problem. Now I'm telling them it's going to be a problem. But this is the extent of the problem. At the end of World War II, we had a ratio of 120%. Today, we're over 100 and heading north pretty quickly. Nobody really knows how much we can stand, Jim. Great Britain, for example, had a ratio of 240% at the end of World War II, and it survived. But Sir John always said that if we get back near that 120, it's going to slow the economy. He didn't think everything would collapse and the world would end or anything like that. He just thought it was going to be very, very difficult to have growth rates like we had in the 60s, for example, 50s and 60s. And so my concern right now is with the stock market, for example. I mean, it is anticipating all kinds of stuff, Jim.
Right.
Our corporations are
interest
coming
rates
in with
are scaring
increasing
you to,
earnings.
Interest rates are scaring you to death, aren't they?
And that's what politicians don't understand. I mean, I'm an agnostic when it comes to politics, even though my degree's in political science. But if you think back over that period, I mean, if you're not an Obama fan, you say he was a mess. But today, I mean, we've got a great economy, and Trump's doing even worse, in my opinion. And so what I'm saying is, there is no political will in Washington anymore.
Oh yeah, no. This issue we're talking about is not a partisan issue. They're both there. This is one of those cases where there's no difference in a Democrat or Republican.
There really isn't. Yeah, they just spend
in terms
money
of spending money,
things.
In terms of spending money, in terms of being profligate with our tax dollars, there is no difference in the Republicans and Democrats. Not a nickel's worth of difference.
Right.
Go ahead,
for your listeners, Jim, the federal debt probably won't matter to them for 10 years or so. But if they have their IRAs and 401ks in the stock market, the stock market is falling as earnings come in pretty decent. That's a worse sign you can possibly have.
That tells you they're scared of interest rates.
And the problem is politicians can't do anything. They'll always take credit for it, like the rooster thinking the sun rises when he crows. But what's really caused the bull market has been the Federal Reserve and its easy money policies. Mm-hmm. Now that they got to get back to even normal.
It made the U.S. equity markets a safe haven around the world.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure it's that safe anymore.
No, but it isn't. But I'm saying that's what's been going on for the last ten years.
Well, sure.
8 years.
We've been, borrowing and printing our way to prosperity. It's no different than we can't print. But if you and I, Jim, went out and got all the credit cards we could get and used them and maxed them out, we'd have a pretty good lifestyle for a while. Mm-hmm. The problem is, the bills come due at some point.
Yep, that's exactly right. So what do you think, quickly, what do you think the stock market's going to do over the next 6 to 9 months?
Jim, I wouldn't listen to anybody who had any idea.
But based on these metrics that you're talking about, do you see any sign of it leveling off and kind of just hanging in there, or you see it continuing to go down? It's been having a rough few days.
Stock markets are made up of what we call fundamentals, which is earnings, which are okay today. Mm-hmm. They're weakening, but they're still okay. Then there's the technical. And by that, I mean just the price action of the stock. And there's something called a 200-day moving average that computers watch, which runs a lot of stock market today. And the market has fallen through that, Jim. And I'm not so sure it's going to hold this time. And if it doesn't, I was just reading online today that the market might fall another 2,000 points from where it is now. Mm. That actually wouldn't be that bad. Yeah. That'd be 10%.
Look how high it is, though, compared to where it was. It's still in the stratospheric elevation. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to talk about the debt as in terms of dollars and leverage.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.